Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic suggested by a listener and then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. Now, to get in touch with Ada Marie for a full-scale reading, and she does give the first 15 minutes for free, there are two ways you can do it. You can go to her website, which is thegoldenoracle.com, or you can call her between the hours of 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific time at area code 520-896-9510. That's 520-896-9510. Now, we need a topic for the day, and our first caller didn't have one in mind, so I'm going to come to area code 940. Of course, you'll get a reading from Ada Marie, but we talk about a topic first. So if there's something that comes to mind of a spiritual nature that you'd like to have talked about, let us know. And so I'm coming to area code 940. And you are live.
Hi.
What is your first? Hi, what's your name?
Tammy.
Hi. Tammy, did you say?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Tammy. Is there a topic you'd like to have Ada Marie talk about?
I really have been fascinating, and I think I do have the ability. I've just been working on it. I mean, I've had it, but I didn't understand it, so I'm working on understanding it. And that is remote viewing. Is that an okay question to ask?
What do you say, Ada Marie?
I didn't
talk
understand
about that?
What she said. Her voice.
She's talking about remote viewing, and I'm not sure what that is. Do you know what that is, Ada Marie?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. I'm glad
do
you do. I'd like to know.
Do you do remote viewing?
I do, and I was able to do it without knowing what it was and probably without confidence, but I'd like to know more about it and how I can fine-tune those skills.
In other words, you didn't have training in it. You just became able to do it.
Correct.
You brought it from a past life.
Oh, wow.
Now, pardon?
I said, wow.
Oh, okay. Well, remote viewing is a wonderful, actually, it's a wonderful tool because you can oftentimes see if someone is in trouble or if someone is coming unexpectedly or if someone is trying very hard to reach you and is not able to do so. So there's many reasons why remote viewing is very, very wonderful beside all the negativity that people talk about.
Right.
Do you do it very often?
I feel like I do it when I want to check in on my son or my granddaughter, but it's usually somebody that I feel an energetic connection to. And I just want to kind of sense their energy, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And do you try to contact them during the time you're looking?
I usually do. I mean, I may not do it at that time, but I do contact them. I have started it just to validate it, you know.
Right.
So that was
right.
What I was seeing, you know, and things like that.
That's
so,
what you're asking me?
What?
Do you have a question, honey?
Well, he had said something about a topic, and that's the topic that I wanted to talk about during the show. So, can you validate that gift? And, for example, today
people do that. Yes, it's easy to validate. A lot of people begin doing remote viewing by accident, so they don't know how it happened. But basically, they brought it in from another lifetime, and somehow or another, something they have done or somebody they have met have triggered their memory, so they are able to do it in this life. Other people study to practice to do remote viewing. So it depends what you were doing or how it came about for you, how accurate it is. And I'm sure if you do, you find it is very accurate. Right?
Well, I do. I don't know when it started, though. I don't know when I started doing it. So,
Was it a long time ago or recently?
I think it was started when I was a kid, but you know how you stuff it away. But recently, I want to say in the last couple of years, I was able to do it, just close my eyes and sense their energy. Right.
And have you been able to help people with it?
I haven't had any situations like what you discussed, you know, it's aiding or seeing if they come.
Go ahead.
I mean, I didn't know about all that until you just said it, I find it healing for me. I find it a tool that I use just to have comfort and or know to do something. So.
Right, right. And usually remote viewing is only done with people who are of a raised vibration high enough that they wouldn't do something negative.
Right.
You know, the vibration is very high. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, today I was experiencing this situation with my son and just checking in on him. He's going through a difficult time these last 4 or 5 months, and it's always been like a really dark picture, and, you know, I could see through it and understand it. However, here lately, like the last 24 hours, it's been like there's a little light in his hand and it's reflecting on his face and his chest. And I'm just curious if you could validate that for me.
I'm looking at you, and I'm looking through your auric field to see what this is from your son.
Yes,
I'm
saying when I check in on his energy, that's what I see.
Right, right. Well, he looks pretty clear.
Good.
I mean, he doesn't look like he's caught up in any kind of drugs or anything that would make him have off and on sight like that. He looks like he's pretty straightforward.
He has
if
been.
If I'm wrong, correct me.
No, he has
Pardon?
Been, but he has been messed up with drugs.
Yeah.
But he
right.
supposedly had been sober for a couple of months, or a month maybe.
Yeah. So then if he has stopped it, then obviously something frightened him so he wouldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, okay.
That's usually why it stopped, especially when they have the ability to do remote viewing.
Okay.
The angels assist to bring them away out of the drug scene. You have many, many, many angels that assist to bring, especially younger people, out of the drug scene.
Yeah.
And it's really wonderful. You can be grateful that they're there.
I've been, you know, asking for help. And I also asked for help from his dad, who has passed. So I feel like his dad has been watching over him.
Uh-huh. So, I would say that you have some good assistance from the other side of the veil.
Great. Are you able to talk with his dad? Is there any messages that...
Is his dad on the other side?
Yes, ma'am.
Pardon?
Yes, ma'am.
What's his name?
He is. David.
David what?
Bean. B-E-A-N.
Bean? I'll see if I can locate him.
I
have to ask for David.
Okay.
And if he comes, then we can talk. If he doesn't come,
then
we have to wait till another time.
Okay.
So we've put the coordinates in for David Bean to be able to contact and make contact with me or you. Either one, because you're able to hear him when he comes. You have that ability.
Right.
I'm not picking him up right now. We should do that in a private session because we're supposed to be able to answer. I'm supposed to be able to answer questions, and this is something that does take time to make it happen. So we probably should be. You should call me later. This evening or tomorrow sometime. My number is 520. Do you have a pencil?
Yes, ma'am.
520-896-9510.
Okay.
And I start taking calls at 6 a.m. and I quit at 6 p.m. So sometime tomorrow you could call. I'm pretty booked tonight, but tomorrow morning you could call me.
And that's
the
perfect time.
Okay. Gotcha.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Do you have another question for her, Tammy?
What do I need to do to improve that remote viewing ability that I have? I mean, because I'm so new to it.
You say that again. I'm having trouble with this phone and my hearing here.
What can I do to work on and improve that remote viewing ability?
And everybody should do this. You should sit down and meditate and go into a deep, deep silence where you have no thought and you are in the silence totally and completely, staying there maybe in the beginning for only maybe 3 or 4 minutes or 5 minutes. But eventually, if you practice staying in the silence, you will be able to control the amount of time you are in the silence, and you will be able to recall what you received after you come out. Because when you are in the silence is when you are given much information, and that information comes to you as you have need of it. Now, heed those words. As you have need of that information, it will come through to you.
Okay. I get you.
Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, honey. It will come through.
Okay, well,
if you want a private reading, you'll have to call me personally.
Okay, I got your number.
Okay. Okay,
thanks.
Thanks for calling. God bless.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
You.
Okay. Bye-bye, honey.
Okay. Brianna, you're live.
Yep, I'm live.
Yep.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Do you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yeah, I wanted to know what you see for my love life.
What I see for your love life?
Yes.
Well, I'm not really seeing anything. So, are you asking about a person or something to come
because
in the future?
Because it's non-existent. Like, do you see anyone coming in?
Pardon?
Do you see
anyone
coming in? There's nobody at present.
Right. There doesn't seem to be anyone at the present, but it looks like at the turn of the year that she will meet a couple of different individuals who will be promising as a relationship. So, but it'll be into next year.
It would be what?
That's what I'm seeing, is that next year your whole life will make a big, wonderful change.
Do you know when
it'll
you might
joyous.
See them coming in?
I will see them, but I don't see anybody coming into your life until next year.
I know, but do you know, like,
2018?
Next year?
I think you will meet number of people, but at the turn of the year, during New Year's and right after New Year's, some of the people that you meet will be people that you can possibly have a good relationship with. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Do you know where I could where I could meet these people? Because I feel like, I don't know if I'm putting myself out there enough, or...
Well, you have new people coming into your life at the end of the year.
I know. I'm saying, so do you know where I could meet these people? Do you know where I could meet these people?
I don't know where they are, but they'll be in your life wherever you are.
Okay.
Maybe it's new people at your workplace. Maybe it's new people in some organization or a party. But they'll be coming into your life at the end of the year.
Okay. All right.
And one of the things that you can look for is somebody who has a very good sense of humor and is very full of laughter.
Yes.
So watch for that.
Yeah, that's very important to me.
Okay.
And who's financially stable. That's another big one.
Yeah.
And do you think whoever I meet, it will be long term?
It depends on the way the two of you communicate. If you're on the same page, which I'm kind of wondering if you're on the same page, it'll be a very good long term relationship. But if you find yourself being iffy, it will not last long.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Brianna.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Our next caller is from area code 864. What is your name, please?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey. My name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hey, I'm calling from South Carolina. I'm wondering, do you see a long-term relationship coming in for me?
Do I see what?
A long-term relationship coming in for me.
A military relationship?
No, long-term, honey.
Long-term, okay. I must have, something must be wrong with my phone. I'm having trouble with it. When you say a long-term relationship, you're talking about one that could last for 20 years. And yes, but it will be in the spring. It will not be now. It'll be in the spring. And in the spring, when you are involved in some other thing, a group of people or something, you're going to be doing something different. That's where you will find and meet a person who would be a good long-term relationship.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Now, someone asked a question like that about a year ago, and I got a call from them, and it wasn't in 3 months or four. They met that person almost a year later, and it was the right relationship, and they are very happy. So I don't get timing. I got to tell you, I'm not good with timing, because the universe and the spirit world has no time. Like, you know, 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, Wednesday, Thursday, 15 day. They don't have that. They live in a lot more wonderful, peaceful world. So, but you will meet the person, and at first, the thing is, at first you'll be stricken of how wonderful they are, and then you'll have your doubts, and then you'll come back to realize that yes, they are a good person.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, I mean, sometimes you think you've been fooled, but you haven't in this case.
Okay. Is it a high vibration person? I'm looking for someone that's high vibration. Do you see that type of person? A high vibration person. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Are you all set then, Catherine?
Yeah, I'm all
did
set.
Did I answer her?
Okay,
did,
sweetheart.
Did I answer her question? I thought I did.
Yeah, she said she's all set.
Okay, good.
Okay, thanks for calling, Catherine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, area code 931. What is your name, please?
Oh, hello. My name is Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and how are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm wondering about a job that I just applied for, whether or not I'll get it.
Yes, you'll get it. That came fast. Wow.
Really?
Wow. That came so fast to shock me.
I was just asking my angels, please be with me.
They are with you. Yes, and this is a good job for you, by the way.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, because
that really came fast.
Yeah, because they just want everything from you these days just to, you know, get a job. And if everything isn't just perfect, then, you know, forget it. You're just cast aside. So I'm wondering if everything's going to come
through.
I think
everything is coming through. It looks really good. I mean, the answer came before I even had time to make an answer. You know, I didn't receive the answer. The answer came before I received it. So it must be the right job.
Oh, great. Good. Yeah, it's more money.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah.
I don't have to chase a paycheck anymore. So that would be wonderful.
It would be.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for what you do.
Oh, well, you're very welcome. I try my best to give what comes through. And sometimes it isn't always what people want to hear.
I know. Oh. I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, they got to accept that, right?
Right. Something better is usually in the wings when that happens.
Right. That's what I always ask for. This is something better.
Right. That's a good thing.
Yes. Okay. Well, God bless you. Thank you.
And bless you, too. Yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Maggie.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Our next caller is from area code 631. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Suzanne. And I did get that job you mentioned, but it was next to a landfill and it wasn't very healthy, so I'm not working there and I'm subbing. But I am applying all over for teacher aid or teacher assistant. Do you see me getting anything, and if when?
Yes, you will. You will get something.
Do I have to keep subbing at different places?
Only
or?
This time, make a written page as to what kind of people you want to meet and work with so that you don't get something like you did before.
Right.
You got it, but it wasn't the right thing. It didn't fit. So write down something that would fit you and then apply. Okay?
I just did. I applied to for a teacher assistant or teacher aide for two places and to sub at another one in hopes of getting something. Do you see me with any of them? I just did it this week.
That could happen. That could happen this week, too. And I'm praying that you are sitting there writing down the kind of person and the kind of situation you want to work in. Always remember when you're going to apply for anything, whether it's a job, an operation, a new house, whatever, that you write it out. Write it out ahead of time and write down everything. Don't leave anything unturned. Write down everything. And then when you find it, see that it goes along with your list. Because it might be something that shows up, and then because it isn't quite right, you know, the thing that you're waiting on is behind it. It's like
I got job interviews and job offers, but I didn't take them because I knew that they weren't paying enough or benefits and stuff, so I didn't take them, and I'm keeping looking. I just went to a school in the neighborhood to sub. Do you see me getting that and then a job there, or is it going to be another job that I applied to?
Well, you're probably going to get the offer of both of them. You'll have to choose. And you know, once you make a choice, then there's always more options.
Yeah, see, the one that I applied to today for subbing would just be subbing in hopes of getting a job. And the other one has benefits and stuff, but it's kind of like working with kids that could hit you and stuff like that. You know, so I don't know what to do. But I didn't get either offer yet.
Well, you only applied recently, yesterday or today.
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
Do you see me getting a call Thursday or next week?
Right. You need to do that. You need to give it a little time.
Maybe I'll get a call tomorrow or next week.
Right.
Because the schools are closed Friday.
Right. That should work.
All right, great.
So,
hopefully
you know,
I hear from them tomorrow. I'm sorry?
Okay.
I'll be prepared. I'm only taking something that fits so that I'm not calling again about jobs.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. All right, good. Hopefully I'll hear this week or next week.
Okay, that's good. You'll probably be working by next week.
I'm subbing now, so I'm working, but I'm talking about either, you know, I have to interview next week if I'm going to get any jobs.
Right, and you want a full-time job.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what you want, and that's what you'll get.
Okay, good.
That's good.
Hopefully I'll hear tomorrow.
Yeah. Right.
All right, well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome, honey. You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Sue.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
It's interesting, you know. She's very capable, and she's well-liked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
That is good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have any other callers. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about today?
Well, one of the things I would like people to do is especially in the job field, if they are working or looking for a position, they should take some different things that they would like to do and write a description of the job and the kind of people they're going to work for and the kind of pay they're going to get and the kind of communications that they will have. They'll be friendly, they'll be helpful, that it'll be a good meeting to work with these people and to be able to continue to work with them. And I think say you wanted to work at Johns Hopkins Hospital, wherever that is, and you're writing down the kind of job you'd like to have there, the kind of people you want to work with, and the opportunities there for you. So if you do all your homework and then go apply, your chances are like 95% better of getting a position than if you make the interview and then write later. But you can write out what you want, and then you can make the interview, and then you can change what you've written. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that makes more sense, because you've already put into the ether that you can do the job, and you're applying because you want to have a position that meets your needs, so you don't have to keep coming and going from one place to another.
Very good.
Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense to me, yes.
Right, right.
Well, we do have another caller that just called in.
Okay.
I doubt they heard what you were talking about, if it applies to them. So we'll go to area code 707. And what is your name, please?
Hi, this is Valerie. Hi, Ada Marie. Hi, David.
Hi, Valerie.
Okay.
Hi. Ada, I spoke with you about a month ago regarding my daughter and about a job, and you said she would probably get a job at the end of the month. Well, at the end of the month, she did get an interview, and she did get an offer, which is conditional. So she's just waiting now to see when she's going to get the word that she has the job and when she starts.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm happy to hear that. She'll get it. So that's
okay,
good.
She just went through the physical and the background check.
You're right.
And so
everything's
now
fine.
Okay, so now she's just waiting to hear that she has the job and what is going to be her start date.
And that'll probably come this coming week.
Okay,
you know,
so she's really excited about it. It's a lot more money than what she's getting.
That's
and
good.
A lot. Yeah.
What day of the week is this? Yeah, Tuesday. She may know by the end of the week.
Right. She
that would be
the
good.
Physical on, yeah, she did the physical and everything on Monday. And so now she's just waiting for the call.
And she'll probably get it Friday or Monday.
Oh, okay. That's
so that'll
that's
be good.
Okay.
That'll be good.
Yeah, I had her listen to the recording. She thinks you're awesome.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Good.
So, okay, so I'll call you back and let you know when she starts. And thank you very much for that. Yeah.
You're very welcome, and God bless you,
and
God bless her. Yeah.
Thank you. Ada, do you think that job, will she get anywhere that she'll be able to retire from that job?
If she chooses to, she has to choose to.
Uh-huh.
See, when you're talking about things like that, it's up to the individual to make that choice.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. Although they should, they don't. But you don't know.
Yes.
So we can only say it's up to her.
Right. Well, I'm hoping she is.
Yeah.
Because in this job, she has a lot of room to grow. She can go in
right.
a lot of different areas because it's a big company.
Good, good. That's very good. So she'll probably stay there.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah,
that would be nice, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so very much. And thank you, David, for the show as well.
Oh, you're welcome, Valerie. Thank you for calling.
Yes. Nice show.
Okay, take care. God bless.
She's good.
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm.
Our next caller is from area code 604, and you're live. What is your name?
Thank you. Hi, it's Charlene.
Hi, Charlene.
What can we do for you, Charlene?
So much, I think, I hope. But I want to be respectful of other people here, though. So my son is probably my biggest concern. His name is Zachary, and there's been a heap of things that have gone on in his world. And I guess I'm just checking in to see how things are feeling around him. With him being able to turn out, hopefully, yes. With things being able to turn out positively, with him, moving forward in a healthy way in his life, I guess, to be more specific.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of scrambling there, a lot of I don't know if they're not on the same page or they're not agreeing to agree or what their problem is, but there's a lot of things going on. And you're asking if they're going to be able to stay on the job?
Not so much his job, because that I'm not so concerned about, but there's relationship issues. There's a new child. He's recovering from a traumatic accident. I'm a really long ways away from home from him. He's somewhat alone. There's a lot of, right? So
there's a lot of fear around him. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm asking, is he really alone where he is?
No, he has family there, but it's limited, the amount that's around him. So, I mean, he was literally in a catastrophic accident. It's miraculous that he lived, but, I mean, I'm a tad manipulative, I have, and he's got things he's got that he'll be doing. So, you know, but, you know, I'm hopeful that he's going to choose to hang in there and just do the best he can.
He has a job, right?
Yeah, he has a job. Yeah, he has a job.
Yeah, I can see that, and it looks like it's going fine.
Yeah, his work I'm not concerned with, not even a little bit. It's his life and his being able to, like, okay, I want to stay here. I'm going to fight through this. I'm not going to collapse. I'm not going to, you know, just fall apart, which is, I think it's a real fear.
He's working very hard, yeah. So now what is the question again?
Do you see him being able to pull through it all? And
yes, I do.
The other side,
I do.
Like a phoenix. Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm. He's very determined. He is very determined. And
okay.
Because of that, because of his feeling, he'll pull through.
Okay.
He gets discouraged, but he's determined. So even though he may tell you how he feels, he's determined to make it happen.
Good.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? He's kind of blowing off steam, and that helps him to stay strong in what he's doing.
Oh, okay. So it's just he's just expressing the emotions in the moment and just, I guess, probably being honest about what's truly going on.
Your job is to encourage him to stay.
And I do.
Stay the course, yeah. And
yeah, I do.
That's what he needs, because you can do that, and he'll follow your advice.
Okay. Now I have two other children as well. I have two other children as well, and I'm deeply concerned. I guess that our relationships are able to be healthy and repaired, because there was a time when we were all remarkably close, and now, well, they've kind of pureed me. And although I try very hard to stay close and in touch with them, and honestly, I do. I'm not just saying that.
Well,
I'm
there's a certain and there's a certain time in the lives of young people when they kind of separate from the household. And then later, after they've sowed their oats, so to speak, they'll come back. They're just trying to do it themselves, so to speak. And they'll very often say to me, if they just let me do it myself, I could do it. And I'll say, well, do it. Just don't say anything. Just do your best. You can do it, and do your best. Because a lot of times I think parents, especially women, worry too much. And that worry is something that keeps them from going forward quickly. If you see them doing the job and doing it well, and no matter what they say, know that they're totally able, you can encourage their abilities more than you can if you listen to their nonsense and then add to the nonsense. Don't add to it. Just keep telling them, you know, they can do it, and they will do it.
Okay.
So they can. I mean, they can. I know a young man who had he was born with one of his arms too short, you know. The hand was like where the elbow should be. And he had a lot of frustration with that. But with the aid of his sister and his mother, they talked him into things that he could do and how he could do things a little bit different. And today, he is the head of a company.
Nice.
It's amazing. And he actually does type. So, you know,
there are
ways to work around things, and you can find them if you look for them.
I agree.
So give that some thought.
Okay.
I mean, they need encouragement. They need a lot of it.
Yeah. I said, stay out of the canoe is what I'm hearing. A friend of mine once told me that. I was like, okay. Stay in your canoe. Good advice.
Okay.
Of course, I worry. Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and I will send you a lot of energy because it's going to take patience and energy. And you've got the patience, and you've got the energy. So I'm blessing you to go forward. So may God help every bit of the work you do.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yep. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, honey.
Okay. Well, that seems to be it for today, Ada Marie, unless you have anything else you'd like to talk about.
I don't think so today. I've had a long day since 4 o'clock this morning.
Oh, my. Okay.
And, so I'm
for you to call it a day.
Yeah, I'm going to call it a day, but maybe next time. Okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Well, you take care.
And you too.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye.